Okay, thank you, Ian. So the section is around habilitation, working with children. So a child who can see, develop skills as they grow up by imitating what they do with other family members, friends, siblings. A child with a visual impairment can observe and develop everyday skills in the same way as a sighted child. It's more difficult. So Ian talked very much about retraining in terms of the rehabilitation role. For children, for very young children, it's about learning skills for the first time. There's no map to fall back on. If we talk to habilitation workers, they all talk very heavily about movement. Movement is learning. And early intervention is also very, very key to a child's development. How do you support and how do you develop a child who's 6 months, a year, 2 years, or 3 years old? When they've never had any experience of anything. So the approach is around movement, and movement, as I said, is learning. So by using movement, we can encourage children to be physically aware, sensory aware, can start to build conceptions, they can start to develop in terms of social links and emotions. The movement encourages the right level of muscles to form. It encourages the right coordination, body control, cognitive behaviour, left brain and right brain working together. It gives them environmental experiences. They start to develop and understand the size and shape and texture of the outside world and the world that they're in, and start to develop their own version of a 3D map of the world that they're living in. Critical work, especially when young children, it often involves parents and supporting parents as much as it is children in their young years. So part of the eye care delivery plan goes beyond the clinical, and that's a really important piece of work for us in terms of supporting the people who have got sight loss. So priority 10 of the eye care plan recognises the importance of both rehabilitation and habilitation. It asks local partnership boards and local authorities to support the implementation of the Social Services and Wellbeing Act. That's about bringing health and social care together. Key to this is the provision of rehabilitation and habilitation services in every authority in order to prevent loss of independence, loss of mobility, falls isolation, depression in people with sight loss, to give people an equal chance. In terms of the numbers of children, if we go down the education line and look at the number of children that are being supported in education, it's roughly around 1,764 children. We estimate that from purely looking at sort of the statistics behind it, there's around 2,000 children that probably need support. They are children with a significant visual impairment. Habilitation services themselves, similar to rehabilitation, for your children and young people, are fairly mixed, with evidence of limited provision in a number of local authorities, with additional variation in pathways to service. And the pathway to service is actually quite difficult because you're trying to bring together education, social care and health into that particular pathway. There is positive work progressing. There is good work progressing. So the All Well Sensory Group is monitoring the number of QTVIs, Qualified Teacher of Vision Impairment, and Habilitation Workers in Wales. Qualified teachers for vision impairment are critical in a child's development, critical to their education and their support. Habilitation workers work alongside them. The Orwell Sensory Group is made up of heads of services in education. We currently believe there's around 32.5 QTVIs and 7.6 habilitation specialists working in Wales. In the reality of needs is probably around 40 QTVIs are needed and around 20 habilitation workers are needed, although there are rehabilitation workers with childcare skills who can support that as well. Similar to rehabilitation, the QTVIs situation is that there's a lot of retiring QTVIs over the next 5 to 10 years. However, and it is good news, and I was quite excited when I got the news in the last week. Because of that particular group, there is ongoing work with Welsh Government around the education side, and there is sponsorship and training of both six QTBIs and four habilitation workers going forward. So our asks, and they are linked very clearly to rehabilitation, it is important that children and young people do receive early, timely and effective interventions from birth from a qualified specialist. The intervention must also include planning around transition into school, transition out of school at a much later age. Local authorities should be employing at least one qualified habilitation specialist per 100 children. Continued investment in the sustainability of the workforce is needed, both for rehabilitation and habilitation. For me, and for many others, ideally the service are best coordinated around education with habilitation, but with a multi-agency approach supporting work in non-educational settings. There was a case this morning around one of the rehabilitation workers was talking about a child in a school not too far away from here who was using a cane in school, but education was saying you can't take that particular cane outside of school, it belonged in school, which is an interesting concept. Early year support, as I've indicated, needs careful thought, and future additional learning needs provide a real good opportunity for us around supporting children through the education to ensure there's clarity around the needs of children with sensory loss in that additional needs, learning, legislation and codes that is progressing.